Okay, welcome. Parshat Vayera has, as you know, the story of Moshe and Aaron going to tell Paro to let Am Yisrael go to the Midbar to serve Hashem. And the Pasuk tells us, who Aaron v'Moshe? What is who Aaron v'Moshe? It's the same one. It goes through the lineage. Remember, we have to go through all of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi in order to get there. It doesn't go through the rest of the Shvatim. It stops there. That's the Aaron of Moshe. So Rashi there comments and says, you know how it says who Aaron of Moshe here? Sometimes it tells, the Pasuk refers to them as Moshe v'Aaron. And sometimes it refers to them as Aaron of Moshe. Why? So Rashi comments, Yesh mekomot shemakdim Aaron of Moshe, Yesh mekomot shemakdim Moshe l'Aaron, Lomar sheshkulin keechad, to show you that they are equal. So, this Rashi begs a question, because we have an animamin that lo kam kemoshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest navi. We call him Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the greatest navi. Rabban shel kol ha'olam. He was the one who went up on Har Sinai. He saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was a malach. He spoke. Hashem spoke through his mouth. Right? Hashem yanenu b'kol. It was really just a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. So, al yado nina Torah. So, how is it that this Rashi is saying that Aaron and Moshe are equal? That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's question. And he has two answers, one short and one long. First, the short answer. He says that they were both needed to do their shlichut. So even though one of them had a larger role and one of them had a smaller role, in that they were both needed, they are equal here. Okay, that's one answer, and we'll discuss it a little bit more in a minute. But let us focus now on his second answer. Aaron had a role. They're similar answers. But Aaron had a role, and Moshe had a role. And even if Moshe Rabbeinu is greater and has a greater role, still, that doesn't change the fact that Aaron has to fulfill his role, and Moshe has to fulfill his role. And says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Aaron filled his role b'shlemut. He fulfilled his role. He did what he had to do. And therefore, since they both did exactly what they had to do, it doesn't matter that Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than Aaron. They are equal. And that's the very important lesson that Rav Moshe Feinstein sees here. In other words, you might come here anywhere in life, but you come to yeshiva and you learn about all sorts of Rabbanim and all sorts of Gdolim, and you meet the Rashi Yeshiva and Ramim, and you meet all sorts of people, and you look at them and you go, I can't, you know, you might feel yayush, you might feel despair. I'm not on that madriga, I'm not as great as all these Gdolim I've met and heard about. You know, I sit here reading a Shach, I'll never be the Shach. I sit here reading Reb Chaim, I'll never be Reb Chaim. So I'm going to despair. Who am I? What am I going to be? So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, no one's asking you to be Reb Chaim or the Shach. We're asking you to be you. To be the best version of you that you could be. That's all we're asking of you. There's a famous, not in this, but there's a famous Hasidic Shamais of Reb Zusha. So Reb Zusha was once said that when he gets to Olam HaEmes, he's not worried, why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu? Why weren't you the Rambam? I wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. I wasn't the Rambam. He's worried that when he gets to Olam HaEmes, they're going to say to him, Zusha, why weren't you Zusha? Why weren't you whoever you could have been? So that Chassidish Maisa, I see as a very similar idea that Rav Moshe Feinstein is getting out of this pasuk. Aaron and Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, he was the greatest Navi. Lo kam Yisrael kemoshe od. In Achanami. But you can be like Moshe Rabbeinu too. What, I'm going to go up to Har Sinai and bring down the Torah and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. But Moshe Rabbeinu is great, and we expect greatness from him. And you, on your madriga, in your position, we expect you to fulfill your tafkid as well. You have to do What you have to do. Reuven has to do it. Reuven has to do. Shimon has to do it. Shimon has to do. But Reuven doesn't have to do what Shimon has to do. And Shimon doesn't have to do what Reuven has to do. So there's Rav Moshe Feinsteins in the world. I'm not expected to be Rav Moshe Feinstein. But I'm expected to do everything that I'm supposed to do, that I'm capable of doing. And if I slack off on that, that's a problem. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in this context, brings up off one line in this Gemara is off-quoted. The whole sig is not off-quoted, but you guys are learning Baba Batra. Did you get to Yonam Bet, where Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, was sick, and he had this vision of what Olam HaEmes looks like. And he said to him, "What do you see?" And he said, "El Yonim, Tachtonim, Tachtonim, El Yonim." Yeah, you got to that in Kiyos Viyun somewhere? Yeah, a little bit? No? Okay. Yes? So what is the pshat there? So I'm sure if you've seen that sugya, I'm sure you know that there are many, many different explanations, Agadic explanations. Go through any rabbi's drushes, I'm sure it's come up somewhere. So here is Rav Moshe Feinstein's version of it. He says, this is the message. We have people in this world who are Elyonim. They're the people on top. They're the leaders of our congregation. They're the balibatim. They're the rich people. They're the people who have kavod and power and important positions in this world. And there's people in Tachtonim, people who are not in those high positions. They're the lay people. They're the stam people. And you get to Olam HaEmes, and what happens? The Elyonim are Tachtonim, the Tachtonim are Elyonim. Why? Because the Elyonim were really great and have so much power and so much going for them and so much brains and so many abilities, so many kochot. So what do we expect of them? To do a lot. And if they don't meet those very high expectations, so they're falling short. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. What they're supposed to accomplish. And therefore, in the Olam HaEmes, those Elyonim are going to end up being lower than where they are in this world. I'm not going to say they're, you know, okay, but the Elyonim are Tachtonim, and they're Madrega. Okay? And says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tachtonim are Elyonim. Why? Because this guy, he didn't have so much of an education. He didn't have so much of a background. He didn't have so much money, so he couldn't, you know, he had to work hard. He didn't have so much time to learn it. Whatever that person's circumstances were. But whatever he had, and whatever he could do, he made the most of. He fulfilled his tafkid. He did exactly what the Kaddish Baruch Hu expected him of the world. So yes, the greater person did way more than him. But in terms of what the greater person was capable of, he may have only done 90%. And this person did much, much, much less than him. But he gave it his all. He did 100% or 110%. Okay, he did everything that was expected of him. So that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. Who are Rav Moshe? What does it mean? Shkulin Kechad. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest navi ever. How are Moshe and Aaron in any way equal? And the answer is, well, Aaron fulfilled his tafkid exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the kishrona to do. Hayu yecholim lasod yoter Torah ma'aseh lefi kishronotam kochatam v'nitrashu. That's why those who were lamata in kein nimtza shebe'asu shneim kefi kocham hem shkulim b'madrega. Moshe and Aaron, in that regard, were on the same madrega. Moshe fulfilled his tafkid. Aaron fulfilled his tafkid, and that's the message of Moshe Feinstein Abbas. So therefore, his two answers are very similar. One, you need the person to fulfill his lesser tafkid as much as you need the person to fulfill the greater tafkid. Without the smaller person playing his role, fulfilling his part, you wouldn't have the greater person able to do his. Meaning, one person can't carry the team. You need everybody playing their role. That's number one. So that is the first answer. They're very similar, but there's a distinction. And number two is that, in addition to everyone playing their role, we need you to play your role to the fullest. And you're judged not by the size of your role, but whether you fulfilled your role exactly as what's expected of you. So there should be zocha that in Olam HaEmes, we end up those who are the Elyonim. That whatever it is that was expected of us here, we fulfilled it. So we did it. We put in all our effort. We were on Melim. No one's expecting us to be the Rosh Yeshiva, maybe. Maybe you are expected to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And if so, go be the Rosh Yeshiva. But If you're not expected to be the Rosh Yeshiva, you're still expected to be you and to do everything that you're supposed to do in terms of learning Torah and doing mitzvot and doing chesed and helping out Klal Yisrael, fulfilling your role. And we expect that of every one of you. Hashem expects that of every one of you. And if you do that, it doesn't matter that there are people who are greater than you and for accomplishing so much more than you. You could be on the same madriga as them as long as you fulfill and live up to the expectations that we have of you. Shkayach.